This object is called the altar tusk, and it is an ivory tusk carved from the tusk of an elephant. So on it are relief figures of both humans, animals, and motifs. The production of this object is indigenous to the Royal Benin Kingdom, which is the present-day Edo, in southern Nigeria. One of the ways people of this era, and this era was in the 19th century, one of the ways they preserved their history was through art production, which this tusk represents. In addition to holding their ancestral past, it also serves as a strong determinant of their cosmology. The specific art maker or artist are not really documented, but it is noted, you know, through the oral history of these people that this art was largely carved by the Hereditary Royal Ivory Carvers Guild, whom are called the Iwensawem, meaning they who write on ivory. It is also told that this art project was commissioned by the ruling monarch of that time, who is Oba Adolu. So Oba in the Benin Kingdom is the king and supreme ruler, and he's the one who governs the people. The Oba is usually male and is viewed as a sacred being and also a living deity that is in constant communion with the divinities and ancestors of the land. The Oba acts as intermediary between these ancestors and the living who he governs. Thus, this sacred tusk is a symbol of spiritual convergence, a spiritual point of contact. It serves as a material bridge between the earthly realm and the spiritual realm.